At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
Well, here we go. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to a Friday. Friday.
Thank God it's Friday.
The BJ and Jamie Morning Show, live and direct from the KALC Studios, Denver, Colorado. Alice 1059 on the Odyssey app. It's free, and you know the details, man. Just take us anywhere you go, and podcast, too. It's all there. Happy Friday. Good morning, Jamie.
How are you? I'm so excited. Look what we got.
I know. Oh, gift bags. Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You guys wanted some, so I was like,
That's so nice. I thought he was kidding, but like, this stuff is expensive. You can sell it on eBay.
No kidding.
No, you really can't.
Well, I'm not going to take it home to the wife then. Yeah. No, I'll put the thing on eBay this morning. Thank you, Carson.
From LiveWell MD.
Yep. Yeah. Hooked up with some face skincare stuff.
Yep. Nice. I noticed you got one. My wife got one. Carson got one. BJ didn't get one.
Well, you're not really a face skincare guy.
Well, I figure I'm beyond the before and after pictures, okay? Yeah, I figure that's the way they see it.
I can't picture you putting on a mask.
Well, there's certain things they can't tackle over there.
Well, I'm just wondering, the last two days, yeah. What's going on with the hamper situation?
We're down to the final shirts, Jamie.
You like this one? I do, but I feel like they're all in the clean clothes hamper, and you're just pulling them out. You're not even folding them.
No, they're in a drawer, actually. Oh, yeah.
Do you wad them up and stick them in the drawer?
Just like this.
You do? You don't fold them?
No.
Oh, my God.
But T-shirts? No. Yeah. I have two T-shirt drawers, and they're packed, man. Well, they were until they're all dirty. But no, I just go upstairs with the basket and just shove them in.
No, you don't. Why?
Yeah, I do.
You're a grown-ass man. Fold your clothes.
Well, it's just so much easier. Okay. Just so much easier, you know?
All right.
And I wore this one. I had a selection this morning of about three shirts that are clean, okay? Uh-huh. And I wore this one for a reason.
What's the reason?
I'm goofy.
Okay.
I'm just goofy.
It's a shirt with goofy on it.
I'm a dumbass, you know? I'm just that guy.
What's going on?
I'm just that guy.
Why are we down on ourselves today?
Well, I'm just a buffoon, Jamie.
Where were you told
Even
that?
Even a seven-year-old. Yeah, seven-year-old told me.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So it's just
on
really
your birthday?
Bad.
Yesterday was your birthday.
Yeah,
you were told you're a buffoon.
Yeah, buffoon, goofy. I got goofy on a surfboard on my shirt today,
and
folks.
It says never bored. Because he's paddleboarding. Goofy's paddleboarding.
I'll bet you I'm the only person in town that owns his shirt.
I bet you're right.
100%.
Yeah. Anybody else got a goofy shirt?
No. Goofy
all the way. You got plans for the weekend?
I sure do.
What you doing,
girl? Yeah, we are going out to the cabin.
And okay.
We are going to sit in chairs and Sit in the river.
Get nice. Near the river because it's going to be hot.
We're sitting in the river. Yeah. We're excited. Yeah.
That's a good weekend. It, yeah.
I mean, I forgot to invite my son. Maybe I should do that.
Yeah. Check and see if he's on board.
I just thought about that this morning. Actually, I was thinking about this, that we're going out to the river, and I was like, I should probably tell my son, like, hey, if you want to come out, you can. So rude. Oh, my God.
He may not want to.
He probably won't. Yeah. A bunch of girls. Yeah. Yeah. He'll be like, hard pass.
I'm good.
Yeah, I'm good, Mom.
Seen the river before.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
At the shore of the Broncos camp this morning. It starts today.
Oh, that's right.
You know what last night was? Last night was Memento. It was a big, big deal last night, okay? It's the last Thursday night without football till February.
Woo!
Awesome.
You need a goofy shirt.
No I'm more, excited.
No more Thursday nights until February for football. Do you know that? Every Thursday
no
covered, man. I'm excited. But the Broncos camp opens up this morning. It's the first time for the 2025 season. Not today.
Oh, that's what you told us.
Yeah, I'm going to. No, not today.
Yeah, you said you were going to go with Paul.
Yeah.
Not today. I'm going over the 13-day period.
Yeah.
Over the 13-day period.
You're going to go one of the days, but not today.
I'm misunderstanding. Yeah. That's all. Yeah. No, I can't go today, but over the next week, I'm going to go. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to get out there because they're only limiting the fans down to like 300 people.
Yeah. And remember, you said yesterday, 800?
Yeah. Okay. And you have to have a ticket to go.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They're saying they're sold out, but you can still get tickets.
Yeah.
Well,
that's weird.
No. So what they're asking is if people do have tickets, like you claimed a ticket, but you decided you can't go or you can't make it for whatever reason, that you return it so other people can
Oh,
go.
That's a good idea.
You can't
idea.
Sell no. it.
Yeah. Right.
You can't go online and jack up the price on it.
Correct.
Yeah.
Cool.
Because I think they're free anyway, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
Cool.
All right. Well, there you go. Broncos start today at their camp. Let's see what happens, okay? All right, we'll take a quick break here. The BJ and Jamie Morning Show. I'm a buffoon, got a goofy shirt on. I'll tell you why when we come back. But BJ and Jamie Morning Show, live on a Friday.
BJ and Jamie.
Man, it's going to be hot for the weekend. Going to be around 90 degrees today, but 95 tomorrow. Near 100 on Sunday, 97 degrees on Sunday, but it's going to be a scorcher for the next few days.
Today's
so.
Going to be actually nice, according to my my little person that wakes me up. My Echo. Oh, she said 86.
90.
Well, I guess it depends where you are.
90. Yeah. Yep. I think it's going to be really, really hot, though, and then it cools off a little bit next week.
So you seem a little grumpy today. What happened
yesterday? No, I'm embarrassed, Jamie. Oh, okay. I'm more embarrassed than I am anything. Okay. You know, yesterday I came in, and I had a really bad attitude.
Yeah.
I came in because I was somewhat depressed and down. Felt like everybody had forgotten my birthday, except for Jamie White. I got to be honest with you. She gave me a hat yesterday, which I'm still wearing this morning.
I like
this hat. Yeah, I do. It's very pleasant.
It's a pleasant hat?
Yeah.
I love your pleasant hat.
Okay.
Well, no, don't be grumpy to me today. I didn't do anything to you. Jesus.
I'm grumpy with me, Jamie.
It's a very pleasant hat. I like it.
It's a beautiful hat. I like that it says gun club because I feel like nobody messes with you.
Yeah, when you wear the gun club hat. Yeah.
I need to buy me a shirt that just has a big Glock on it.
Yeah,
you know?
Right?
I feel like wearing those is pretty cool.
It's funny because at Centennial Gun Club where I was, they have a ton of shirts that I thought BJ would be in heaven in here.
Yeah.
Because they, I mean, it's...
Now, yeah. That's a shopping place right there, okay, when you go to the Gun Club.
Right?
You know, a big AR right here on your chest. But no. And I apologize if I seem grumpy to you.
I
apologize.
I'm very adamant about everything.
I'm sorry. I apologize to you, okay? As well as to everyone, because I'm a buffoon.
Oh, jeez.
I jumped the gun.
Oh.
I said nobody remembered my birthday yesterday, my wife, my kid. Nobody said anything, nothing leading up to it all week long. Yesterday was the day. Went left the house yesterday. She was awake, never said a word. I get home yesterday, and there are presents galore. She had thought of it. She'd ordered through Amazon. A week ago.
I told you it might happen.
You were right, Jamie. I felt this big.
You buffoon.
I mean, I'm a buffoon.
The buffoon with a pleasant hat.
Jamie, a big old chocolate cake.
Nice.
Oreo ice cream.
Wow.
I got new. Oh, I got to show you my new slides.
New slides.
What?
I got new slides.
Whoa. Those are big and...
They're fluffy looking.
They are.
Puffy. Puffy's a better word.
Yeah, they are very puffy.
Like Puff Daddy. All right.
Yeah.
But and then, not only that, I'm wearing, moving on up, I am wearing Bomba socks.
See?
What?
Yeah. Let's, yeah.
Oh,
you're talking about feeling light in your loafers.
Yeah.
I'm feeling light slides.
Hold on.
Like the slides.
Hold on, though. Here's the question. Because you guys wear the same shoe size, you and your wife. Did she just re-gift the one she gave?
No. That's a great point.
No, because she gave me the receipt.
Oh, okay.
Why? I don't know. If you wear them and you don't like them, you can't take back socks you wore, can you?
I don't know
if that's possible, right? But nevertheless, no, she went and bought them. She went and bought them.
Nice.
I think that was a guilt phase of yesterday, because I think they made another run thinking they didn't get enough stuff.
Oh, gotcha.
So I think the socks were on the backside guilty.
Do you love them now?
Yeah, well, it's early. It's early.
The middle of your foot doesn't feel like a hug?
A little bit. It does. No, I'm with you on that. Yeah. I mean, BJ is wearing $20 socks, folks. Hey, the world has changed. It's not the same world it was 2 years ago. I got $20 socks on. $10 a sock, by the way.
You're bougie.
Yeah, look at me moving
bougie
on
BJ.
Up to the side.
Or as you call it, bougie.
I'm bougie this morning. Brand new slides. No, and
wait,
Jamie,
here's what you are. A bougie buffoon with a pleasant hat.
All right, pleasant was the wrong word for the hat, okay? I do like the hat, though. That was a gift from Jamie. Listen to me, okay? Read that again. I've never heard myself described quite this way.
You're a bougie buffoon with a pleasant hat.
Kind of like it. Yeah, kind of like it. Feel free to join, folks. You want to be a part of the club, okay?
Oh, God.
Yeah, so here's the big gift, though. And this is the one she ordered, which... you know, puts all my saying, what I said yesterday to just BS, because I was just so dead wrong. And I apologize. I'm apologizing right now to Lisa, my wife, and to Frog. And Frog, last night, we're in bed because one of us needs to go to sleep with him.
Yeah.
So he goes to sleep, and then and he said to me before he went to sleep, he goes, "Dad, will you make sure tomorrow that you mention that you were wrong? That we didn't forget."
Oh.
Broke my heart.
When did he call you a buffoon?
Well, that was early. And I think he might have heard it somewhere before in the car.
Just repeating it, yeah.
I don't know. I just don't know if they teach buffoon over that Catholic school.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't prove any of this, okay?
Right, yeah. I'm sure a nun taught him the word buffoon.
None. Yeah, that's where it came from, Jude. Yeah. And St. Peter was a buffoon.
With a pleasant hat.
Yeah, I don't know. But here, this was ordered, and I know it was ordered like 4 or 5 days ago, so they didn't forget. I got a new golf bag yesterday.
Oh, nice.
University of Tennessee.
Ooh, that's cool.
And
see?
Fancy, man. This thing is fancy checkerboard.
Wow.
Yeah, it's the real deal.
So they really went out of their way for you.
Oh my God,
you buffoon.
Yeah. But I'm wearing a nice hat this morning.
Yeah, a pleasant one.
And I got Goofy on my shirt. Yeah, I felt bad. I felt bad yesterday.
Yeah.
And I really did, because I kind of crossed the line yesterday here on the air.
Oh, boy, they really gave you guilt, didn't they?
Yeah. Oh, man, Jamie, you have no idea, man.
I mean, he did talk about it all morning.
Yeah, look, he did.
I opened gifts, ate cake, slopped down some ice cream, and then it went downhill, man, because all of a sudden I got reminded of everything I said on the air. Okay? After all this, right?
Yeah.
Blew out the candles and... Downhill she went, man.
They were nice for a minute, and then they just tore you apart.
Turned on me. Called me a buffoon.
Boy, that one sticks, doesn't it?
In my own home.
Yeah.
I pay the mortgage.
Like, buffoon is really a good slam, you know? Because it's kind of like a little bit like tongue-in-cheek, but then when you, like, think about your own self being a buffoon, you're like, my God, I am a buffoon.
Yeah, it was bad. It was bad. Well, I hope I cleared everything up.
Yeah, I think you did.
With an apology. Uh-huh. I was dead wrong. And if there's a moral to the story, you know, don't count your chickens before they hatch. No, that has nothing to do with it.
What?
When it comes your birthday, wait it out. Wait it out. There might be a surprise.
Give it a
there.
Chance, yeah.
Wait it out.
Nice.
I've learned.
Well,
I've learned.
Thank you. The more you know, reading Rainbow.
buffoon. Oh, boy. We'll be right.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Right back.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Well, as you know, as we were ending the show yesterday, the big announcement was that Hulk Hogan had passed away. Oh, that is so loud. Thank you.
Sorry about that.
It's okay. I think your pleasant hat is too tight.
Yeah, well... It's more being a buffoon than the hat. You know, this Hulk Hogan thing?
Yeah.
We had this on the air probably first in town because he died. He died, according to the report, at 11:17. We announced it at 11:21.
Yeah.
So we had it quick.
We did have it quick.
We had it quick right before we left the show yesterday.
Well, remember, I told you I was having a problem believing it because I couldn't find it anywhere on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, are you sure before we go to air with this? Because it is nowhere to be found on the internet, and I don't want to give out false, you know.
Yeah, it was that quick, though. Yeah. 11:17 Eastern time, so 9:17 here. And we had it probably 4 or 5 minutes later.
Yeah, crazy.
They released that fast, too.
Uh-huh.
Because they pronounced him dead at 17. Minutes after, and for it to get out within 5 minutes,
that's pretty crazy.
Who the hell texts that?
All right, so here's the press conference about that.
Just before 10 a.m. today, Clearwater Fire and Rescue, along with the Clearwater Police Department, responded to a house in the 1000 block of El Dorado Avenue for a medical related call. It was discovered at that time Terry Bollea, also known as Hulk Hogan, was experiencing a serious medical related issue. Personnel provided medical treatment at that time and transported Mr. Bollea to Morton Plant Hospital, where he died at 11:17 a.m. The Clearwater Police Department is conducting a death investigation, which is standard in these types of cases. There are no signs of foul play or suspicious activity related to this call for service at this time.
Mm. Wow. There you go.
Right?
Simple. Heart attack.
Yeah. It was sad, and it took away your birthday.
It did.
And then
it guess
did. What it else pounced, happened?
It pounced right on my birthday.
It did.
Yeah.
It did. And then guess what else?
What?
Poor Chuck Mangione. He died on the same day and nobody even cared.
Mangione?
Yeah.
Dead?
Is it Mangione or Mangione?
Mangione. Yeah.
Hmm. Okay.
Anyway, he was a jazz guy, right? And he passed away and everybody's like, who?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because everybody's about the Hulk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Couldn't have his own day to die.
Is it Hulk Hogan? Yeah.
Yeah.
Hulk Hogan.
Yeah. So anyway, here is a little bit of Chuck Mangione.
Let's see.
Number three, please.
Gotta find that number three. Feels so good.
And how everybody knows him is that he played himself for years on King of the Hill.
Yeah, he was a staple on that show.
Yeah, so that's how most people know him, is from King of the Hill. So that was sad. Poor Poor Chuck.
Yeah. Man, we've lost a lot this week.
I know.
Yeah. I mean, you got the kid from Cosby, right? Mm-hmm. What was his name? Malcolm Jamal Warner or something like that, right?
Jamal, yeah.
Malcolm Jamal. Yep. Then you had Ozzy Osbourne went down. Then you got Hulk Hogan. And now this guy.
You're right. Mangione. It's Malcolm Jamal Warner.
Is it?
Yeah.
It was something like that.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. But that's a lot 1 week. Now, which was bigger, do you think? Ozzy or Hulk?
Oh, Ozzy.
Hulk, easily.
I feel like it's Ozzy.
In my world, it's Hulk.
Hulk Hogan.
Just because I grew Hulk up.
Worldwide. Yeah. Nobody, they say
well,
yesterday.
Asked me and I would just give you
an answer. No. I'm just asking an opinion. Yeah. I'm not saying you're wrong. Okay. I just said my opinion was Hulk Hogan. They say Hulk Hogan sold more tickets for people to buy any venue than any person ever on earth.
Wow. That's big.
Well, think about it. I mean, you went 50 years selling out stadiums every week.
Mm-hmm. Let's see here. It says Matt Healy. You guys remember the Matt Healy? He was trouble. He dated Taylor Swift for a little bit, and he was a bad guy.
Yeah.
Remember all that bad stuff
that came out about him?
Yeah, he is. He said some racial things, and then Taylor found out about all this stuff, and Taylor got the hell away from him, like in a hot minute. And so I guess his mom was on Watch What Happens Live, and she took a little shot at Taylor Swift, saying that she... not being her mother-in-law is a role that I'm glad I lost, is what she said. But here's the actual audio, number
Denise,
one.
Denise, your son is the great Matty Healy.
He is.
Yes. On that topic, Miss Swift wrote a whole album about their relationship, Tortured Poets Department. What was your reaction to that album?
Obviously, on pain of death, can I talk about that episode? But not being her mother-in-law is a role that I'm glad that I lost. Not that I have anything against her
right.
at all.
Okay.
It was just, you know, it was tricky. But she, listen, you're not allowed to say anything, and then she writes a whole album, you know, about it. But Matty has taken it all in completely good grace. He's very happy with him. His amazing fiance Gabriette. Who is gorgeous, and so we've moved on.
Ooh, she seems a little bitchy towards Taylor,
doesn't
she?
A little salty.
She doesn't seem like she moved on.
By the way, there was a little faux pas that Travis Kelce intentionally made, we think. So he put a whole gallery, if you will, of pictures of he and Taylor Swift on social media. What they did this summer, it does look fun. They were fly fishing. They went up to the mountains. They were in the snow. They went ice skating, like all this romantic stuff. But people noticed as they zoomed in, and they know what they're doing because he knows what he's doing. So on one of the pictures, his phone is laying on a table, and the screensaver on the table is lit up. Shocker.
Yeah.
It's lit up, and it's Taylor flashing her the ring finger.
Okay.
And like this. Like,
is there anything on it?
You can't tell. It's a little grainy.
But it's like she's holding up like, we just got engaged.
Yeah. It's like that. It's like, we just got engaged, but they kind of blurred it.
Well, now I'm on the edge. I want to know what's going on here.
I know. It's just weird. And then everybody was noticing like that her hand is out of all the pictures. Like her ring finger is out of all the pictures that he put in. Like she was trying to hide the wedding ring or the engagement ring. So
there could be something.
Do you see
that
in the left-hand corner there, Schmidl?
Yeah. And it's all lit up like you were saying. And it's I mean, they're obviously just hiding her hand and then showing that she's flashing that hand.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, because when my friends take pictures of us, my phone's not lit up unless, I mean, it's perfect timing that somebody texted me.
Right.
Or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and I mean, it's so obvious they put that picture in there, right? I mean,
and she's like, you know, she's known for dropping Easter eggs for her fans, right?
Yeah.
She's like, Travi, you got to drop this. You got to start doing the Easter eggs, too.
Exactly. So he dropped all those pictures and then her in the screenshot of his, his screensaver, sorry, holding up her hand like this. Oh, my God, it's so crazy.
I'll tell you, I'm not ready for football season for that reason, though.
I know.
I swear, I hope that we could actually put some type of ban on our show that we never mention Taylor Swift at a Chiefs game again.
Oh, we can't do that.
I know, but I want to, Jamie. I don't want to go through it again. We've done it for 2 years now.
We have.
Okay, and every time there's a sighting at Chiefs Stadium, she takes up the news on Monday morning, and I'm sick and tired of it.
Even Patrick Mahomes commented on it, the one with the screensaver, you know, with lots of hearts. Yeah. Patrick, you're better than hearts.
Sitting there on his couch. Yeah. Heart.
Oh, my God. God.
United Airlines commented on it, too.
I see that.
I just think that's so weird.
Why would United Airlines comment on that?
Trying to get their name in the headline.
Well, if they're going to, we should, too.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah. Spadil, why don't you go ahead and comment on it?
Yeah. Right. Oh, my God. By the way, I don't even have access to our Instagram account.
Yeah, I was just thinking, I don't either. Yeah.
Dude, I've given it to you probably 10 times.
Yeah, dude, I've tried
10
to log
times
in.
I've given it. Right, Carson?
No.
I've probably given him 10 times. I'm giving it to Carson. I've given it to Carson 10 times.
It doesn't work anytime I've tried to log in. And then when we tried to have the password reset, you couldn't reset it.
I'm not even talking about this. You've been here for 8 years, and I've given it to you at least 10. Carson can get in.
I've complained about. Right?
Carson, can you get in?
Yeah, right now.
Okay, but for some reason, it's a stumper for him.
Hold on. No, but Schmidl, I'm pretty sure you gave me the last password.
There yeah, I give it to you guys all the time. You ask me for it.
Yep. I don't have it.
He doesn't know how to work it.
I don't think he's on Instagram.
I am on Instagram.
Oh,
yeah.
You are?
Schmidl Radio. Yeah.
Oh, God. All right, I'm tired already. There you go, Teletrash.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show. It is a Friday. Going to be 90 degrees today. Little to no chance of rain for the weekend, and it's going to get hot, hot, hot.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.